everyone, Meredith Carey here. While Lale and I don't have a new episode of Women Who Travel for you this week, we do need your help. Spoiler alert, for an upcoming episode, we're chatting about the ways that travel and the ways we approach travel have changed over the last 18 months. While hearing from people in the industry is a great temperature check, we also wanted to hear from you, our listeners. So how has your relationship to travel changed? Your habits, your bucket list? If you have answers to those questions, record a voice memo of yourself on your phone and email it with your name and where you're from to womenwhotravel@cntraveler.com. You just may find yourself on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with a very exciting guest next Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Each story from our guests and listeners is totally unique and utterly personal. We love hearing about your first impressions when visiting someplace new.
My first trip to the Patagonia region was on the Argentine side. I couldn't believe the expansive territory. It's like being in Tibet. The emptiness and the harshness really, I found transformative.
Or a story told when safely back on dry land.
You know, things happened every single day. I ran out of gas on a jet ski in the middle of the ocean. And I was like, what if a sea creature comes to eat me? But then I'm delusional. I was like, I'll make friends with it and it won't eat me. And maybe I'll ride that back to shore.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Join me, Lale Arakoglu, every week for more adventures on Women Who Travel, wherever you listen to your podcasts.